They stimulated the normal development of bivalve gonads and induced spawning by taking mollusks from outside where water temperatures might be near freezing, putting them into warmer water, and then gradually increasing the temperature. With their conditioning and rearing methods, the scientists successfully cultured about 20 species of bivalves at the Milford lab. Lusinoff published hundreds of articles, got credit for helping save the ailing North American shellfish industry, became known as the father of U.S. shellfish hatcheries, and had a research vessel named in his honor. The techniques Lusinoff and his colleagues developed became known as the Milford method and are still used in shellfish aquaculture today. 1970. Off the island of Hitra in Norway, brothers Ove and Sivert Grundved put 20,000 Atlantic salmon smolts into large floating octagonal cages they had designed and built. Inexpensive, strong, and simple to assemble, the cages made it easier to feed the salmon and created a barrier against predators. The brothers' venture was regarded as the world's first successful salmon farm. Their cage design, combined with government support and Norway's nature, a long coastline, protected waters, stable water temperatures, spawned the Norwegian aquaculture industry. Norway exported 886 tons of salmon in 1971. In 2018, the country produced over 1.3 million tons of salmon. According to the Norwegian Seafood Council, 14 million meals of Norwegian salmon are eaten daily worldwide. 1971. Norwegian scientist Trygve Gjerem believed the basic elements of breeding theory were the same for fish and shellfish as for farm animals. After researching topics such as sheep fleece weight and wool quality traits, he turned his attention to salmon, helping develop the world's first family-based breeding program for fish. The program was designed to produce high-quality, fast-growing Atlantic salmon with high disease resistance. The breeding program contributed to the success of Norway's salmon aquaculture industry. By 2010, an estimated 97% of the world production of Atlantic salmon was based on genetically improved stock. Gjerem later contributed to the genetic improvement of farmed tilapia's project, which was initiated in the Philippines and developed faster-growing stocks of Nile tilapia for small-scale farmers and commercial operators alike. 1980s. Denmark was one of the first countries to use recirculating aquaculture system technology for commercial European eel aquaculture. Recirculating systems are now used to produce both fresh and saltwater species, including rainbow trout, white-leg shrimp, and turbot. With recirculating aquaculture systems, species are raised on land in a contained facility that recirculates and filters water so it can be reused. While high startup and operational costs and the need for highly skilled staff have hampered widespread adoption of the technology, advantages include eliminating the possibility of farms